Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
There's an existential crisis ahead of everyone in real estate, everyone who participates. Buyers, sellers, all of the consumers, agents, and every company. And we're here, we've developed a series, Paul Majdelski, my partner, I'm Linda Okoneski, to talk about what's happening and what we can all do about it. And Paul, let's start with kind of maybe the unsavory part of real estate that we've all known has existed for a long time, but you know, our company does not play in the arena of predatory real estate, but we've all been watching it, seeing it happen for years. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you for opening up today. And this is a great subject. It's very relevant and current. So historically, the MLS has had a cooperative understanding for agents to cooperate with each other. And over time, that has slipped away. So this is a very, in an age where we're encouraged to change with our industry, this is a very timely subject.
I'm at a turning point right now, Paul. I would say that we are at one of the most critical turning points ever to face real estate, and that the repercussions and the choices people make going forward are going to be monumental as to the future of real estate. And but overall, our series is going to cover dark listings, pocket
sure.
listings, the abuse of it. However, we're going to give a little history.
Yeah, I think the biggest change I've seen in the last 5 years is that as the industry has changed and new players have come in and evolved into what the industry is today, they've played by their own rules instead of playing by the rules that had been established, you know, way back when of cooperating. They just basically have said, why cooperate? So I think that's the biggest problem.
So let's talk about the impact of that. And I do want to do a little history on, you know, there isn't anyone who hasn't driven on a highway that hasn't seen a "We Buy Ugly Houses" sign. And if you're on the internet today, you can, if you go to sell your home, you can get, you know, cash offers in a minute, or no obligation to sell, but we can buy at your time frame. There's a million people out there being backed by big Wall Street money who claim they're going to make this so easy on a consumer to sell.
Sure.
And it sounds very appealing, but you and I both know what happens. How much do they offer when they want to make it easy for you to sell?
Well, listen, in a model like that, they've got to make money. So someone has to lose money, and that's typically the consumer.
Absolutely. We're seeing, you know, we had instances right in our marketplace where there was a house over in Medford, and an agent we know watched it. It was purchased for $330,000 by one of these outfits. And they did was kind of take the furniture out. They didn't really even clean it. They didn't paint it. They did nothing. And they sold it for $516,000. They got a 63% markup. And actually, as you said, somebody had to lose. And, you know, they're really preying on the vulnerable people and the market. And this has been going on for as long as people have been licensed real estate agents. There are people willing to take advantage of consumers. These are not realtors. They're not held to a standard of ethics for highest and best use or protecting the consumer. They're just transactional. And it's buyer beware, meaning buying those services. So it's seller beware.
Yeah, and I think it would be important for us to warn of that predatory environment and activity.
Absolutely. We had another one over in Wakefield. And let's see, I think the price was $275. And an agent got in and said, no, don't sell it. Don't sell it for that. I can do better. And got her $450. You know, that's almost $200,000, $175,000 for someone, that's a modest price house in this market, yeah. who that is their biggest nest egg. And so we have watched, and there's, you know, again, they're not involved in the realtor associations. They are licensed brokers, they claim to be. And there's a lot of outfits who are out there and they're flippers, right? There's people want to come in, go directly to the seller, sweet talk them into selling something. You know, we're looking at discounts between 15 and, you know, almost what, 35%. And that's a huge discount to someone who needs that money more than maybe someone who's more affluent, who might be willing to leave some money on the table for convenience. So that's just the underpinning of something that's been going on in sellers being taken advantage of by people. And I think that's the foundation for what we're talking about, dark listings, that the consumer is again being undermined, but this time by a lot more savvy people with billions of dollars in their back pockets. There's something called property technology, prop tech. It's a term in real estate. It's people who really do believe that you don't need agents, that transactions can happen. I learned at the RPAC meeting last week, Paul, that one of the things that's going on is this big lawsuit against the four major, you know, Realogy, Keller Williams, Berkshire Hathaway, and REMAX, and all the MLS and NAR, a lot of MLSs and NAR. One of their things is now that buyers can find, you know, listings on their own, that there's no value left to a buyer's agent, which the room just was flabbergasted that that is even a point in their legal case, because there's so much work to be done. It's not about finding the house, it's about getting to the transaction and all of the hurdles and, you know, just helping with all the things that go on between home inspection and financing and, you know, the logistics of it. But there's no respect yet sometimes for the value of the agent. And to know that these property tech companies have that same mindset that, you know, you don't need a human being in the transaction, you just need the internet.
So to summarize, I think historically it's been going on a long time. Technology has probably made it even easier. And there are predatory predators out there doing activity that probably we really should pay close attention to.
Exactly. And I know we're going to do another follow-up to this, and we're going to talk about those disruptors and what's going on and the impact in the industry. So we'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.